This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project has achieved a major milestone with the breakthrough of around 1.5 kilometres of tunnel connecting Virar and Boisar in Palghar, Maharashtra. Addressing the high-speed tunnel breakthrough program at Palghar through video conferencing, Mr. Vaishnaw said there are a total of 7 mountain tunnels and 1 sea tunnel in the project. He said this is the second mountain tunnel breakthrough in Maharashtra. The minister said that the bullet train will serve as an affordable and convenient mode of transport for the middle class.
आज बुलेट ट्रेन के प्रोजेक्ट में बहुत बड़ा एक माइलस्टोन अचीव हुआ है.
In this bullet train project, a big milestone has been achieved, which is the breakthrough of Mountain Tunnel 5. There are a total of 7 tunnels in the bullet train project, and there is one undersea tunnel as well. There are overall 12 stations in these stations, and 3 depots will be made. This is a big technological achievement.
ये एक technological बहुत बड़ा achievement.
The minister said that India's first bullet train will be ready by 15th August next year. He said the bullet train corridor will be commissioned in a phased manner and the first high-speed train will operate on the Surat-Bilimora stretch. Mr. Vaishnaw said the 508-kilometre-long high-speed rail corridor will have a total of 12 stations. Mr. Vaishnaw informed that the corridor will connect major cities including Sabarmati, Ahmedabad, Anand, Vadodara, Bharuch, Surat, Bilimora, Vapi, Boisar, Virar, Thane and Mumbai. The Election Commission has issued a directive stating the other backward class certificates issued by the West Bengal government after 2010 will not be treated as a valid document supporting identity. The Commission stated this during the hearings on claims and objections to the draft electoral roll in connection with the Special Intensive Revision or SIR. The move comes in the wake of a Calcutta High Court order dated December 24, 2025, which cancelled OBC certificates issued between 2010 and 2024 to 113 communities. The court found procedural irregularities in the classification process, ruling that the certificates lacked legal validity. Following the court's decision, the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal circulated instructions to all district electoral officers emphasizing that such certificates could not be used in the ongoing SIR of electoral rolls. The Commission clarified that while individuals from OBC communities remained eligible voters, their post-2010 certificates could not serve as a proof of identity or community status in electoral matters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a grand international exposition of sacred Piprahva relics related to Lord Buddha in New Delhi tomorrow. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that the Piprahva relics discovered in 1898 hold a central place in the archaeological study of early Buddhism. Several people have been killed during overnight unrest in Iran as the country faces its most significant wave of protests in 3 years, triggered by soaring inflation and mounting economic hardship. Iranian media and rights groups confirmed deaths in multiple locations, including the western city of Lordegan and the central province of Isfahan, as clashes between demonstrators and security forces intensified yesterday. India expressed grief over the tragic fire explosion in Caen, Montana, Switzerland. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Switzerland said that India stands in solidarity with the Swiss government and its people during this difficult time. At least 40 people were killed and many others injured after an explosion and fire tore through the Le Costellation bar at the Caen, Montana ski resort in Switzerland's Valle Canton on New Year's Eve. Dense fog has disrupted the movement of several trains in various parts of the country due to low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 31 trains are delayed by over 2 hours. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading more than 0.5% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex climbed 502 points to 85,690, while the Nifty rose 163 points to 26,310. And that is the end of this news bulletin.